firstly, Peter, it's been a great tournament in that you got to the final, showed a lot of consistency, one of the standout teams in the tournament. How would you assess things, obviously, despite the disappointment of today in Malahide?
Yeah, obviously we've been very happy with our consistent performances in the last, you know, especially in the last four games. Obviously a bit of a hiccup we had against Oman, which made things a little bit dodgy for us, and to come back and play the cricket that we have when we really had to, very satisfying. And I think obviously a real shame about today, and the fact that we're not going to be able to play against, I think, probably the other best performed team in this competition. I think the Netherlands and Scotland deserve to be in this final, and it would have been a great day, but for us we're very satisfied with how things have gone here.
And I suppose the team showed a lot of character, considering missing out on the World Cup earlier this year and the disappointment of that, but to continue your fine run of form in T20 cricket must be a positive.
Yeah, obviously it was absolutely gutted to miss what was a fantastic World Cup in Australia and New Zealand earlier this year. I think having pretty consistently, Netherlands have pretty consistently been at World Tournaments, so that was one we were very disappointed to miss. But in a way, it's a lot has changed in the last 2 years in Dutch cricket. We've become far more professional. Guys are training 5 times a week, and we've worked really, really, really hard. It could have been a real knockback for us not making that World Cup. I think it could have. There were a few people who said that might be something that left Dutch cricket in a difficult position. But it's a lot of credit to the guys, and obviously Anton Roux, our coach, who's really driven us forward in a more professional manner. And I think we're a pretty good team now. I think it's not just that we have talented players, but we have talented players who've worked hard together, and you can see that in our results and the way we play out there in the middle. We're pretty organised, and associate cricket in general is improving. Like, it really is. Obviously all the teams are becoming better. When I started in 2006, there was, you know, one or two decent associate teams, and the rest were a long way behind. Now you've got 7 or 8 very competitive sides, and we have to keep improving. We have to make sure that we keep working hard, otherwise we will get taken over, and I'm very proud of the fact that we've done that.
Do you think the gap is closing between the associate sides and the test sides?
Yeah, I'd say so. I think we don't get much opportunity to see whether or not that's the case.
That's the next question.
I'd like to think that gap was closing. As I said, associate cricket has got a hell of a lot better in the last 10 years, and has test cricket got a hell of a lot better in the last 10 years? I'm, you know, maybe it has, but there must be a closing of that gap, yeah, surely.
So how important is it then to get this opportunity to put yourself against sides like that?
Well, no, we don't really have that opportunity yet. We've got to still go through the preliminary phase at the next part of the tournament. So hopefully, it's pretty tough, but to get into the top 10 teams, we will get that opportunity to test ourselves against the top sides, and that would be fantastic. It's not going to be easy, but that would be great, yeah.
Peter, you know, when the ICC has a 16-team tournament, World T20, as a associate captain, you obviously don't agree with that, do you?
The World T20 is a 10-team tournament. Obviously, we get to go to the preliminary phase now, and that's something that we'll be working bloody hard towards getting through that 10-team tournament. Yeah.
And just want to talk about sort of the pressure. I mean, after the World Cup as well, but also the pressure all these associate teams are under with so much funding on the line. You know, T20 ISOs for four years now, also with it being moved from 2 to 4 years. I mean, it's been a real cutthroat tournament for a lot of the guys, hasn't it?
Yeah, this one has. I think we also had one in New Zealand last year, which was pretty cutthroat. With associate cricket's like that, and we're used to that. I think it's been like that for a long time. You can consistently perform over a period of time and then come to a tournament like this and miss out. And that's, you've got to take your hat off to a lot of associate teams, a lot of associate players, I think, who play under quite a lot of pressure and a lot of stress, because, as you say, the consequences of not performing or having 1 or 2 bad days, which happens to every associate team, the consequences can be pretty bad. You lose sponsors, you lose funding, and you lose opportunity to play more cricket. And I find that quite frustrating, to be honest. I think you've got a lot of people in all of the associate countries working really hard to further the sport. Associate cricket is growing. There has been some support from the ICC. I think there could be more, and I think it's too tough to have a bad afternoon or two bad days or something, and then you're in big trouble. And I think there could be more support from the governing body.
What do you think we should be doing?
I think we need more opportunity to play against full members. That's the first thing. I think rankings or qualifications for world events, which is how we grow the sport in our countries, obviously World Cup should be 16 teams. I think that's a huge way to grow sport in associate countries. And the fact that the next 50 over World Cup will be a 10-team tournament, I find that it's almost like all associate teams must be thinking, like, what's next? How are we trying to achieve the things that we're growing towards, or we're getting better? Yes, we're getting better, but where's the end of that road? What's our ultimate goal? And obviously, strength and getting more cricketers playing in these countries is growing the sport, yes, but for us to do that, we need to be playing on the world stage.
And on qualification for it, I mean, obviously, you guys, you're top of the group in the first round of the Worlds in 2014. Do you think it's pretty unfair that Zimbabwe and Bangladesh get a free pass and don't have to enter this event here?
No, I think they... I think it's unfair that we have to do that and then they don't do it, yes, but I don't see any reason why they shouldn't be straight in there, and then these six teams should also be straight in there, and then you'd have 16 teams, and that's no problem for me.
But if you're going to have the way they're doing it, then surely
they should be here as well, yeah. And how they make that cut off, I don't know, but it's not really up to me, but it is very strange that we have to play a million games to try and actually play our first game in the proper World Cup. Last year, you know, Ireland, for example, won the qualifying tournament, or they got second, or whatever they did. They won it. Ireland won every game, everything, and then had one bad evening, and they don't get to go to the World Cup. You know, it's unbelievable. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
You played very well in T20 cricket, not so much in the four-day game. Is that going to change now with the possibility of Test cricket and your 50 over? You've been good, some good performances, but a little bit inconsistent.
Yeah, 50 over cricket, I think, over the last 4 years has been really good. We were very competitive in the last World Cricket League. We finished third equal we were 1 point away from automatic qualification. So that was, I think, and we've started well in this World Cricket League. So 50 overs is okay. Our four-day cricket, it's just I don't know. We play twice a year, and it's not a lot of cricket. And we have struggled to adapt to four-day cricket as a team, and it's something that frustrates me, because four-day cricket, the iCup is a fantastic event, and I'd really like to see us play some more competitive cricket. Hopefully, in this one tournament coming up, we can do that.
Is that because, the last couple of iCup matches, you had quite a different team than you had in your 50-over matches?
Yeah, the last time we played, our last iCup game, we played against PNG, lost.
Sorry, I'm talking about the previous tournament.
Oh, in the previous iCup tournament, yeah, we struggled for availability in that, but I think that's changed now. I think we'll pretty much be putting out a top side, and hopefully we can learn to play it a little bit better, because we've been competitive, as you say, limited overs cricket, but been a bit hopeless at the iCup, so hopefully we can turn it around.
Just in general from the tournament, any players from other associates or Holland that are young kids now, and you think go on to be really, really top players?
Well, I think there's a guy yesterday, if you watch the spell of Paul Vermakera, who hasn't played a lot of cricket for us and has been awesome this year every time he's got his opportunity, and I was pretty proud of what he did yesterday. And we got on a wicket that had a bit of pace and bounce, and he showed, I think he bowled us four overs for 14, two big wickets. For me, that was just so good to watch. A young Dutch player like him, he's got a huge future in Dutch cricket, and hopefully he can follow on from there.
And has he come up through the whole Dutch system?
Yeah, he's won it. We want to get a few more homegrown boys in our side. I think it's really important for Dutch cricket, and it's great to see that he did that, and hopefully in the future we can get a whole lot more homegrown players in the team.
Yeah. And from everyone else, any young players you think could go on and be top draw?
Well, I've always thought Paul Sterling was the best player in associate cricket. He's sort of still knocking on the door, and I think he's just a guy that I love watching bet, and unless he's playing against us, but I still think he could be one of the best limited overs players in the world. So, and he's sort of proven that, making proper hundreds in one day cricket against a proper test bowling attack. So hopefully he continues, and he's definitely one to watch.